FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
A lovely good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us for the 12 Hours Bulletin. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has expressed disappointment with the Ministry of Education over its continued delay in releasing the names of teachers recruited under the replacement mode. NACEZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa said the Minister of Education, Douglas Siakalima, assured the nation that on 19th March 2025, the list of over 2,000 new teachers would be published within 2 weeks. Dr. Chansa said it is shocking that almost 4 months have elapsed since the minister's announcement and the list remains unpublished at a time when Zambia's public education system is grappling with an acute shortage of over 80,000 teachers and losing more than 6,000 teachers every year. He said the delay is not only unjustifiable but also unacceptable and has appealed to the Ministry of Education and the Teaching Service Commission to immediately publish the long-awaited list of new teachers. Dr. Chansa has since recommended that all teacher recruitment exercises be strictly time-bound and monitored by an independent oversight body comprising education stakeholders, civil society and parliament.
For quality education in Zambia is disappointed with the Minister of Education over his continued delay in releasing the list for teachers recruited under replacement. On 19th March 2025, the Minister of Education, Honorable Douglas Siakalima, announced to the nation that his ministry was going to release a list of more than 2,000 in the next 2 weeks. But 4 months after that, this list has not been published.
Police in Northwestern Province have apprehended Grace Banda, aged 35, of Lusaka's Matero Township for being found in possession of suspected illicit substances. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha said the seized items include 12 bottles of Benylin with codeine, 162 sachets of suspected marijuana, a quantity of unpackaged marijuana concealed in a plastic bag, and cash amounting to 11,000 kwacha. She said the incident occurred yesterday at approximately 19:40 hours during a routine security check in Kikonge Mine in Mufubwe District. Ms. Kaitisha said police intercepted a Toyota Allian driven by Lawrence Yame, aged 26, of Mandevu compound in Lusaka. She says the motor vehicle has since been impounded and the case has been referred to the Drug Enforcement Commission for further investigation.
The incident occurred on 12th of July 2025 at approximately 19:40 hours during a routine security check at Kikonge Mine in Mufumbwe District. Police intercepted a Toyota Allian registration number ALX5379 driven by Lawrence Yame, age 26, of Mandevu compound in Lusaka. The motor vehicle has since been impounded and the case has been referred to the Drug Enforcement Commission for further investigation.
Government says it is implementing reforms to increase transparency, encourage investment, and accelerate project delivery in the energy sector. Speaking at the media launch of the Energy Forum for Africa 2025 conference last night, Energy Minister Makozo Chikwote highlighted efforts to streamline licensing frameworks, open up the grid to competitive access, and facilitate cross-border energy trade. He announced that ZESCO Limited has signed power purchase agreements with solar developers exceeding 100 megawatts, but but most projects are yet to reach financial closure due to funding challenges. Mr. Chikwete said this in a speech delivered on his behalf by Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Elvis Ngandu.
People may have heard of plans, but if you lack capital, your plans may not be actualized. You need a partner. You need someone to give you a hand so that you actualize your dream. And I believe that the meeting of this magnitude will be able to find solutions because we are financially and we also have developers. And in this case, that is solar. We want to achieve the 1,000 that we're talking about megawatts. Most of the signed PPAs have not been actualized, as I said earlier, due to lack of finance in this important conference.
And Energy Forum for Africa 2025 Chief Executive Officer and Convener Engineer Hope Chanda said there is urgent need to find solutions to the energy challenges facing Africa.
The Energy Forum for Africa Conference is an influential and dynamic platform dedicated to empowering sustainable energy solutions for Africa's future. EFA, as we call it, brings together industry leaders, policymakers, researchers, innovators from across the globe to address the energy challenges, but also to speak about opportunities that are facing the African continent.
Meanwhile, Stanbic Bank Zambia Chief Executive Officer Mwindwa Siakalima has pledged 750,000 kwacha in support of the event, becoming its platinum sponsor. The opposition leadership movement has rejected the results of the recently concluded Ngweshi Ward by-election in Kalulushi District, citing violence, voter intimidation and alleged misconduct by ruling UPND cadres. The by-election saw UPND candidate Happy Mwamba win with 561 votes. Closest challenger, Wisdom Simwanza of the National Congress Party, garnered 369 votes. Stephen Shamawawa of the Leadership Movement received 14 votes, while Citizens First candidate Michael Mashamba secured 9 votes. Party National Mobilization Chairperson Sydney Mulinda has strongly condemned the electoral process, alleging that large numbers of UPND cadres were imported into the area to intimidate voters and influence the outcome. Mr. Mulinda said there was a heavy police presence, but they did nothing to stop the violence and the local people were intimidated and afraid to vote freely. He has since called for an immediate investigation into the conduct of the by-election and has demanded accountability from law enforcement officers who allegedly failed to act on reports of violence.
The Ngweshi Ward by-election is one of the worst by-elections that we have participated in. The Ngweshi Ward people must know that we had a lot of brutality, we experienced a lot of intimidation, we saw a lot of ministers, government portfolios coming in Ngweshi Ward. All the DCs in the Copper Belt were in Ngweshi Ward. Importation of the UPND cadres from outside the Copper Belt, they came to camp in Ngweshi Ward. And the police were toothless. The police never acted on any violence because on the voting day, we experienced a lot of violence and police never acted on anything. There was an issue of voter card grabbing which took place in Ngweshi Ward, which also led to the low turnout, disfranchised the people of Ngweshi Ward not to go and cast their vote.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia has called on government to fully leverage the Zambia Gold Company to ensure the country reaps maximum benefits from its gold sector. MUZ President Joseph Chewe said the company is strategically positioned to source gold from small-scale and artisanal miners across the country. Mr. Chewe has expressed concern that the country is yet to fully benefit from the gold industry, which remains largely dominated by artisanal mining activities. He has emphasized that the gold sector holds significant potential to boost government revenue through taxation and